I was only in electrification, automation, high tech, defense business.
Hey everyone, it's Richard. I bet y'all thought I was gonna miss doing a show this week. And I really thought I was too, which is why last week's bonersode was an hour long. Pretty much all my free time this week has been spent packing and moving stuff into storage, but my producer, Cincinnati Drew, helped me refine my time management skills just enough so that I could whip out this baby carrot of a bonersode. So this one is number 125 for May 1st, 2022. Prick up your ears.
Hello?
Hello, Bob?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Bob, it's Cody from down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling to ask if, did your power go out, like, real early this morning?
Not that I'm aware of, but I slept in a bit.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I just felt kind of bad, because I wasn't sure if I had tripped it.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, maybe it stayed on after all. See, I was out there modifying that outlet on the outside of your house at about 4 o'clock this morning, and I thought I had tripped the power, but I don't know. I guess it stayed on, so that's good.
Which outlet were you dealing with?
Oh, you know, the one on the outside of your house, the exterior outlet. Yeah, I was just doing a quick modification to it.
Why were you doing that on my house?
Oh, because, see, I got this new Tesla, and the adapter, like, it's not even compatible anymore. I don't know why they keep changing these things every few years. But, yeah, so I just had to install a quick inverter on there.
On my house?
Yeah.
Why? Why on my house? That's what I'm not understanding.
Oh, because that's where I've been charging up, you know, for the last couple years or so. But, you know, I got this new
one. You've been charging on my house?
Yeah. Yeah, but I got this new Tesla, and for some reason they changed the config.
What street are you on?
I'm over here on, just kind of around the corner from you.
Why are you at my house?
Well, I'm not there now. I was there, like I said, about 3:30, 4 in the morning or so.
Why?
To install the inverter on your outlet. We've already.
Why are you installing an inverter on my outlet at my house?
Because that's where I charge my Tesla. We're just going in circles here. I thought I already explained this.
You have no permission to use my electricity.
Well, I mean, it's not really your electricity. Nobody owns electricity. It's intangible.
No, but I have to pay for it, like electricity. What the hell is this?
Well, yeah, but I mean, has it really...
What's your name?
Cody.
What's your full name?
Cody Norman Noname.
You're making shit up.
What? No, I'm not trying to upset you. I was just trying to be a good neighbor and just call him.
No,
just...
a good neighbor doesn't use my fucking electrical outlet because that runs to my electrical meter and I have to pay for that electricity.
Well, I mean, you can still plug into it and use it. You're acting like I took the outlet away from you or something. You're being silly, Bob. Come on.
You don't have permission to come to my house and do anything with my electricity ever again.
Well, I didn't do anything to your electricity. I didn't do anything to your electricity, stupid.
You're not allowed to use my outlets.
Well, no.
You're not allowed to be at my house.
I wasn't I run a plug up to the outlet, though. That's different than being at your house.
You are not allowed to be at my house.
Well, why are you being like that? Why are you being like that? We're neighbors. We should be on good terms.
I have never talked to you about this before.
Well, Jenny said it was okay. Like, I thought, see, can you just put Jenny on? Maybe I could just talk to her. Like, maybe she's the reasonable one in the household.
You're making that. Why aren't you using your house?
Oh, that's just not economical, you know? Like, I got this new Tesla, and it just doesn't make any sense to charge it over here.
This is really a fucked up conversation.
What? No, it's not fucked up. I'm just trying to, like, all I was calling to see if your power went out, because I felt kind of bad. And you're just getting all butthurt about the whole thing.
This makes no sense, because I was up late last night. I never saw anybody around my house, my dog didn't bark or anything like that.
Well, yeah, it was,
and
like I said,
I've never
was...
seen a Tesla out front because I have two kids who the rooms are right in the front of the house, so I can't imagine.
Well, like I said, I charged it overnight, stupid. I was there at about 4 in the morning.
Fuck you. You're being fucked up. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Ed?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness you answered. Hey, Ed, it's Todd from down the street.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling to just ask if you, or I don't know if it's Judy, but just whoever it is, can you please stop Googling me?
Oh.
It's just kind of strange. Like if you're trying to get to know
I'm not
me,
doing
just,
anything.
Oh well, I don't know. Maybe it's that wife of yours then. But whoever it is,
no, she wouldn't. She wouldn't do anything like that. Trust me.
Well, I don't know. Somebody
I
over there.
I don't know what's going on.
But see, I get this report that shows, you know, IP addresses and who's been Googling my name. And your address just keeps coming up over and over lately. And I don't know, like, if you're trying to get information on me or what it is. But, you know, just if you want to get
Listen. Let me assure you. We, neither of us are doing it.
Well, somebody in the house is, because it shows here your address.
There's nobody in the house except the two of us.
Okay, well, that narrows it down.
Look, I mean, I know you don't know me, and I know you don't know Judy.
I know, that's the thing. Like, if you want to get to know me, just come on over, you know, knock on my door and talk to me like
a... all I'm telling you, Todd, is I don't know who's doing it.
Well, somebody in your house is doing it. That's what the report says, because it shows 76...
How could that be if we're not doing it?
Well, then maybe it's Judy, then. She seems like the type, anyways, that would be doing stuff like that.
Why would you say that?
Well, I just, you know, just from what I've heard about Judy, you know, just in the neighborhood.
From whom?
Oh, just you know, here and there, neighbors. But it's okay. Like, I'm not mad or anything. It's just kind of strange. She's been looking at my Twitter profile and, you know, looking at all my Instagram posts.
She's not even on Twitter.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. She's lurking. She's lurking. And that's what's even weirder. Like, if she doesn't have a Twitter profile, she shouldn't be lurking on there.
Look. I don't know how to be any more level with you. I don't Google anybody.
Okay, well then maybe it's Judy.
I'm not on Twitter.
It sounds like
I don't even use Facebook. Now Judy is on Facebook. Would that be doing anything?
Now the puzzle pieces are falling into place. So it's definitely Judy. That's all the confirmation I need.
But all she does is Facebook.
Yeah, I know. And she's been looking at my Facebook posts and everything and
you know, really, Judy is a psychotherapist. And I really think you probably need to talk to one.
So she's building up like some kind of psychological profile of me then. That's even weirder. Go ahead and put Judy on. I'll just deal with her directly.
Well, frankly, I don't want to put her on. I mean, why would you even call us and accuse us of something that we're not doing?
Well, it's not an accusation. It's just, I'm just making a friendly neighborly request.
Of what?
For her to not be building a psychological profile of me. Like, what is she doing with it? Like, is she developing some kind of artificial intelligence with my personality? I don't know. These are the questions I need to ask her, though. So go ahead and just put her on.
I'm not going to put her on.
Well, why not? You don't get to make that decision. She's her own woman.
Well, frankly...
Now you're just being one of those controlling husbands. It sounds like you're just trying to throw her under the bus. Like, it's probably you, and you're just trying to shift the blame to her.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Like I said, I'm not upset about it. It's just kind of weird.
If you just accused me of being a liar, you accused me of throwing my wife under a bus.
Well, no, it's not an accusation. It's what you're doing.
You just accused me of five or six very, very serious accusations.
Five or six? Name them.
You're saying you're not, then you tell me you're not mad?
Yeah, I'm not mad.
Okay. Like,
it's not any big deal as long as
Why are you accusing me? So it's not a big deal? If I throw my wife under the bus and I lie through my teeth, that's not a big deal.
Well, that's on you. If that's the kind
why
of
is it a big deal that you need to talk to her?
Well, I just want to ask her why she's building an artificial intelligence
I'm telling you, she is not.
Well, you don't speak for her, so put her on. See, you're just.
I do speak for her.
You're putting words in her mouth.
I do speak for her, and I'm telling you. If you speak to her, I'm going to call the police. How about that?
Well, no, it's not a police matter. It's just a neighborly, you know.
I'm going to make it a police matter.
Well, why? Why would you do that? Why are you
being threatening me? You're calling
what?
Me names.
When did I threaten?
Over something I never did.
I never threatened. I never said a single threatening thing. I just said I wanted to ask questions.
Todd, specifically. What am I doing? How do you know it's me doing it? Can you take me through the technical side of it?
Yeah, I get a report, and it has all the IP
addresses. A report from whom?
From the internet.
From who on the internet?
The internet. I get it directly from
the internet. The big internet of the world sends you a report.
Yeah, the internet of the world sends me a report, and it shows all the IP addresses.
Who makes up this report?
The internet. See, you don't even understand how the internet works.
I sure as hell don't.
Like, I think you need to have your internet license revoked.
My internet license?
Mm-hmm.
What is the internet license?
See, it sounds to me like you're using the internet illegally without a license. You can't be doing that. I'm gonna be reporting you to the board. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. That's not a neighborly thing to do. Look, all I want is just for you to quit.
No, wait. Come on. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Keep going where?
So you get a report off the internet.
Yeah.
And that report does what? What does it tell you?
Well, basically, it shows that somebody at your address keeps Googling me.
But that has to come from Comcast, right?
And you've been downloading all my Instagram photos. I don't know what you're doing with those.
Todd?
It shows here that you've been saving them to a hard drive, all my photos, and then printing them out.
Todd?
What?
I'm an 80-year-old guy.
I know. I Googled you. I saw your...
Just give me any kind of logic as to why an 80-year-old person who doesn't know you...
Yeah, I know you're 80. I looked you up. I Googled
your Instagram photos.
I Googled you, and I saw that you were 80 years old, so I already know that.
Well, why would I possibly download your Instagram photos?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. How would I know? I can't read your mind.
I'm telling you, I'm not doing it.
Well, you're obviously lying, though. That's the thing.
No, Todd. Isn't it possible that you're wrong?
Oh, no. No,
it's
I'm
not
never.
Possible.
Nope.
There's no way you could be wrong.
I'm never wrong.
Never wrong. Okay.
Never.
Well, it's nice to be dealing with a god.
Yeah.
Since you're not wrong, maybe you could tell me why I'm doing this.
Well, I there's limits to my powers. See, you don't even know how godhood works. You're just one of those mere mortals who age.
I agree with that.
And that's probably why you're all interested in me, you know, because I'm a god. You're not building like a shrine or anything of me, are you?
You're scared the hell out of me.
No, I'm not trying to scare you. Okay, never mind. Forget all that stuff. Okay, look, I'm going to come clean with you. The real reason I'm calling is I was outside modifying your electrical outlet this morning, and I felt kind of bad because I put this adapter thing on there, and you're not going to be able to plug into it anymore with a regular plug.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know that outlet on the outside of your house? Yeah, see, I basically inverted all the photons in that outlet, and so you won't be able to plug into it anymore with a regular plug.
Why would you do something to my outlet?
Oh, see, because I've been charging my Tesla over there for the last couple, I don't know, like a year or so. And I got a new Tesla, but for some reason they changed the configuration, like the plug on it. And that's it. I just wanted to let you know. Also, I'm not a god. In case you were wondering about that.
I am flabbergasted. I am just flabbergasted.
What are you flabbergasted about?
I don't know what to say or do, but I'm going to...
Well, there's really nothing to...
I'm going to clean my gun in case you show up.
Oh, no, you're not going to shoot me, are you?
Well, if you come to my house, I will.
Oh, well, that's not very neighborly. You can't just go around shooting your neighbors.
I don't like the sound of this phone call. I really don't.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I apologize if I'm hurting your feelings, but I mean, you're...
Well, forget about my feelings. I just don't want to be shot.
Well, I would suggest you stay away from my house.
Well, how good is your aim? Because, you know, who knows? Like, if you miss...
I used to be pretty good. I'm a little old now.
No, so if you're all wibbly-wobbly and everything, who knows what you'll hit?
Yeah, my hand shakes, so
yeah.
I'd have to shoot a lot of times.
Like, you're going to end up just putting a bunch of holes in Cody's house across the street.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, he's the one with the shed full of socks. He's got that collection of antique socks.
I am just blown away by this phone call. I'm laughing, not out of humor. Trust me.
Oh, what are you losing your mind?
I'm laughing out of frustration.
Well, that's good. As long as you're laughing, then you're not shooting.
And you know where I live.
Yeah.
You're charging your Tesla.
Yeah. Well, you know.
How are you charging your Tesla?
Oh, I plug right into it on the outlet.
There's never been a car parked in front of my house.
Oh, yeah, I do it, you know, about 1 in the morning or so to about 4, just for a few hours every night.
I have cameras.
Oh, yeah, but I have cloaking technology, so the cameras wouldn't see me.
Okay. Okay.
See, I have a Romulan cloaking device.
Okay.
Yep. That's why I need to charge up at your house, because it takes a lot of power.
All right, Todd. Well, listen, I'm beyond flabbergasted, and I don't know what to do or say.
Would you mind if I use my Verteron array above your house?
The what?
My Verteron array. See, I'm running a test over here, a weather experiment, and I was gonna use my Verteron array to create a localized storm over your house.
Todd, I'm sorry, but I have to hang up.
No, don't hang up.
I'm old, and I can only stay away from the bathroom for so long.
Oh, gross. You need to go pee or poop? Which one? Or both?
I'm just going to say goodbye.
Hello.
Hello. Is Sharon around?
No, she's not here.
Oh, shit. Who's this?
This is her husband.
Oh, hey, husband. It's Todd from down the street.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey.
Todd down the street.
Yeah, well, I'm over here on Ridge, kind of around the corner from you.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, I just needed to kind of give you a heads up. I was running a little experiment over here, and I did something that's going to kind of impact your house. I just kind of wanted to apologize and let you know.
What's that?
See, I had my retro encabulator tuned up to maximum and just kind of pointed in your general direction. And I accidentally inverted the photons in your electrical wiring. And so in about 20 minutes or so, it's going to render all your outlets inert. And I just kind of felt bad about that. I can reverse it, but it's going to take some time.
What's your name?
Todd.
Todd what?
Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so sorry. I'm sorry, what was that?
Your name's Todd Gonzalez?
Yeah, I'm over here on Ridge, not too far from you.
Yeah, what's your address?
8169.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And anyways, I just felt kind of bad. I just wanted to apologize. I'm going to be fixing it, but it's going to take me... I don't know. Maybe a day or two. I'm not really sure yet.
Well, look, buddy, I don't know who you are, but if something's fucked up here, you're going to have some deep shit to crawl out of.
Sir,
okay?
I
don't know who you are. Somebody that fucks around with my electricity without my permission or something.
Well, it was an accident.
I'm telling you, if something's happening, you're in deep shit.
Well, it's going to happen in about 20 minutes, and I'm just trying to apologize, but why are you being like that?
Because I don't appreciate something like this happening. We got a bunch of crap going on here today, and I don't need any problems like this. So
okay,
if you interrupt it,
you might
get a fucking lawsuit thrown your way. How do you like that?
Oh, you don't even have a lawyer.
I do. I have a son-in-law that's a lawyer, and my wife has a brother that's a lawyer.
Oh,
so.
They're probably paralegals at best.
I'm sorry they're not. Yes.
Oh, hey, stupid. Can you just put Sharon on?
Sharon's not here. She's helping her father move. I'm here by myself.
Oh, okay. Well,
and she's not going to talk to you, and I own this house anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, why'd you hang up on me? I was trying to explain what
I'm tired of listening to your shit, okay?
Okay, well, you know what?
And I just don't appreciate it, okay?
Well, you're about to find...
So I'm hanging up again right now. Don't call me.
Thanks again, Cincinnati Drew, for volunteering to fix Sharon and husband's fucked up photons. Thank you, everyone, for your continued support of this silly little show, especially while the show schedule is all cattywampus. Speaking of, next week is finally the big move. Well, it'll mostly be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but yeah, very unlikely I get a show out next week. As Carlito would say, I need to get all my shit out of here, but I will unpack my audio equipment as quickly as humanly possible, including my voice changer, which I haven't used in forever. It's about time we heard from Winstina again. Anyway, I'll be back with you very soon. Good night.
party.